Hello, and welcome to Bad, a show of cursed concepts. I am one half of your hosting duo, Gabe, the ginger snap of people.
Oh, interesting. And I am the other half, Anna, aspiring vampire.
Tell me about your vampiric aspirations.
Well, let me tell you. I have been watching, in accordance with Spooky Month and just my interests in general, I have been watching a lot of vampire-related content recently. And so I'm like, you know what? I'm going to be for Halloween is a vampire. I got to get all the stuff. Like, get my fake teeth. I already have a cloak.
Hide them behind a mask.
Yeah. I have a cloak. I just put my foundation on with no blush so I look like I'm dead.
Oh my god.
But yeah, I started watching What We Do in the Shadows.
Excellent.
The series.
Very quality.
It's very good. It's so good. I'm not done yet. And then I'm rewatching Castlevania. I've already seen Castlevania, but it's fantastic. So I'm rewatching it. And then I was telling Gabe before we started the show that I just watched Interview with the Vampire last night. And you know that meme where it's like the movie review? It's like, here's my review, not gay enough.
Yeah.
I was thinking of that the whole time, and I was like, it's true. It's true.
My favorite was the one person who was like, I'm trying to find the original of that meme so I can make it be about Interview with the Vampire. And then they got to the original, and they were like, oh, it is.
Oh, it is. That's exactly what it is. And yeah, it's a good review.
Here's the thing that will bother me forever, because Anne Rice's Vampire Chronicles are one of my hyperfixations, shockingly. This is not a hyperfixation corner. I refuse.
I'm putting a theme song in anyways.
No!
Gabe's Hyperfixation Corner. Gabe's Hyperfixation Corner.
But Armand, who's played in the movie by Antonio Banderas,
yes,
is supposed to be like somewhere in the like 14 to 16 age range.
He's supposed to be young.
And he's like, I think he's Russian. And he's described frequently as looking like a Botticelli angel.
And they were like,
and they
Antonio
cast
Banderas.
And, like, middle-aged Antonio Banderas with like long straight hair. And I remember the first time I saw it just being like, I don't think that's right.
That doesn't sound
and then nice. And then they did him dirty in Queen of the Dam too, because they were he's gonna be in his mid-30s and blonde and unattractive, and I was like, I mean, you're closer.
Closer, but not quite.
At least his hair was curly, but I'm like sitting here and dying.
Now you're getting ahead of yourself into spooky corner.
Yeah, I know. Well, listen, it's not Vampire Week. Vampire Week is next week.
Oh, good. I'm glad.
Yeah, the weeks have themes.
Oh,
shall we do the fucking show?
Shall we do some things?
Yeah. Do you got anything tasty?
I do. I mean, I don't know how tasty it is. It probably tastes bad, but
that is par for the course.
This was sent in by Nick the Dark Hallway Scattered with Legos.
Jesus Christ.
And it's called I Fuck Bees, Not Tragedies.
I'm gonna fucking...
Yeah.
This is illegal. This is a hate crime against me.
It is. It's bad.
I'm like, even the fucking image with the like top hat tilt, but it's fucking the Barry B. Benson. Barry I want to die. Well, imagine as I'm boxing the no!
Oh, it's so bad.
Jesus Christ. Why?
It hurts.
It does. Is a bees.
It's right as a bee.
It said bees. Is a bees.
Is a bees.
I'm leaving the podcast.
Goodbye. It was nice knowing you.
Thank you. It was nice being here.
Uh-huh.
It's much better to fuck these kinds of bees.
Is it, though?
I don't know. You brought this to the table, so...
Yeah, you're right. I was handed this on a platter, and I decided to set it down on the table.
You did. Fuck the bees.
Fuck the bees.
I hate it here. You didn't gotta do this. You choose to.
I know, I did choose to. Fucking the goddamn bees.
I guess.
Oh, man. Barry B. Benson's one eye is still staring at me.
Like, yeah.
And his one singular long tooth.
Yeah, he's got a tooth that wraps all the way around his mouth like a fucking whale.
Why do they give bees teeth?
Because this movie didn't care about your feelings. Why do they make a woman horny for a bee?
They cared about my feelings enough to want to ruin them.
They didn't care about anything.
They were like, we're going to make this abomination.
Yeah. And it's fine that this woman wants to fuck a bee. That's normal. It's an animated movie. Anything can happen in an animated movie.
Anything can happen.
A woman could fuck infinite bees.
And that's what this song is about.
And I am not doing well, thank you.
Thanks for asking. I'm actually terrible.
When this is over, I'm gonna fucking fight fire with fire and you're gonna have to suffer.
Oh, no. I mean, I shouldn't expect anything else.
Like, yeah, like I'm pulling out the fucking big guns.
No!
I'm not gonna ease you into this shit.
Oh, God. Call this podcast Anna Dies episode.
Listen, usually it's me dying, so I think it's your turn.
It's my turn to die.
Who sent that in?
That was Nick, the dark hallway scattered with Legos, which is
excellent.
Also a spooky thought.
That's like actually how I felt about that. So good job naming yourself.
Yeah.
This is
oh God.
This is How Bad Can I Be, but it's Megalovania by Sean Emo. Emo, maybe.
Sean Emo. Sean Emo, yes. I'm already, like, I'm tensing.
As well you should.
Oh, no.
Gonna take a casual sip of water, because I'm prepared for this song.
Oh, man.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, this is a lot.
Tastes like suffering.
It does. Oh, man. it slaps in such a horrible, terrible way.
It's, like, deeply painful.
Oh, wow. You know what I do?
I'm so mad at TikTok for making the one slur relevant again. How dare you?
Yeah.
Like, I thought everyone was over being horny for the one slur, and then all the TikTok youths were like, nah.
It's bring it back.
That movie awakened something in me when I was like 2, and I'm here to yell about it, and I'm like, please don't.
I do really appreciate all these people that make the Megalovania edits, where they will put the other thing that they're mashing it up with, they'll edit it into, like, a fight screen.
Oh, yeah.
I appreciate the effort of that.
I agree. I feel like if you're gonna commit an audio crime, you at least have to match it with a visual crime.
Yeah. Oh, wow. My knee just cracked.
From pain?
Yeah.
Excellent. Then I have succeeded in my goal.
All my bones are breaking because of this song.
Good. Let them break.
Oh, they're all broken now.
Good.
I am merely a pile of broken bones.
As we all knew you were.
Yes. Before I was merely a pile of bones. Now all the bones are broken.
Yeah.
Because the one slur stomped on my pile of bones.
You had to become a pile of bones because it's fucking spooky month.
It's spooky month.
What's spookier than that?
What's spookier than a pile of bones? A pile of bones on fire!
No. How would they stay lit?
That's the spooky part.
Bones aren't really known for being flammable.
You walk up to it, and it's a pile of bones, and you're like, oh, that's creepy. And then they suddenly start on fire, and you're like, oh, my God, that's even creepier.
I feel like I would be more interested than scared. I would be like, is there an ignition source?
Tell me the science. How is this happening?
Is there some kind of chemical sprayed onto the bone? Like, are the bones just covered in alcohol?
Maybe they are.
Please tell me your bone secrets.
Bone secrets. All right. I have a crime to give right back to you.
Excellent. Good.
I hope that you have seen this movie, because if you haven't, it will be less effective.
I'm going to pretend I haven't regardless.
Okay, cool.
Oh, I actually haven't, I don't think. Oh,
damn, you should. It's a bad movie, but it's a good movie. So this is, okay. It's called Lemonade Wop, and it's Determinate from the movie Lemonade Mouth, the Disney Channel movie Lemonade Mouth, which is one of my favorites, with Wop.
Okay.
And here it is.
I'm hating this already.
Yeah. Oh, me and my sister watched this movie quite a few times.
I literally have never even heard of it.
It's so good.
When did it come out?
Oh, let me do a Google.
I'm doing Google.
2011.
I was in college.
I was in middle school, so...
Yeah, I did not know about the Disney original movies that happened when I was in college.
And here it is.
I don't like it.
It's fantastic.
God, I was playing this for my I was playing just like regular version for my sister last night, and I accidentally played the censored version.
Oh God.
And in it, one of the times, it says gushy mostly instead of pussy, which is fine.
I don't
but
like that.
But one of the times it said cookie.
Cookie?
Which I liked. Because it was like an eating pun.
Oh.
It was very clever.
I mean, it's better than gushy. I don't like that. That's terrible.
Gushy. Ugh.
I think this works.
Yeah, but it hurts. Like, this is...
Yeah?
Like a gearing up before, like, a spy adventure version.
But it still feels... It feels too Disney Channel to work with WAP.
Oh, yeah. For sure. I'm suffering.
I'm jamming. I still think we should make t-shirts with your classic, I Hate It Here, and my response of I Love It Here.
That is definitely a possibility. Because I do fucking hate
and
it
I
here.
I do really love it here right now.
This is a bad thing. Even for us, this is pretty bad.
I'm dancing.
Dancing, and you're also smacking your mic against things. Thank you, I appreciate it.
Oh, am I? I'll hold it away from my shirt. That's how you can tell
that's
I'm dancing.
Special for me only, and not for our fan base. Our fan base gets the professional recording. I get the headphone thump.
You get the headphone mic.
I do. These are the sacrifices I make for you.
Yeah.
For you, our loving audience members. This is driving me crazy.
It's almost done. You are almost free. There it is.
Please, I just want to be free.
That's all I want.
Thank God.
And there it is. Lemonade Wap, which was sent in by JC Just Chillin', a.k.a. Jeezy's Crimes.
Oh my God.
What a name.
Thank you, I guess. I have something that was sent in by, I'm assuming, no? Copy the right link, you bastard.
We can listen to How Bad Can I Be in McLovania again.
We will not. I'm assuming that it's pronounced Eli and not Ellie, but let me know if I'm wrong. Mm. Dear podcast listener. And the text of the email that came in said, "This is genuinely the worst sounding matchup I've ever heard."
Oh.
And I did not get all the way through it. I would have to agree. So thank you, Eli.
Oh, no.
This is Hatsune Shreku.
Oh.
Yep.
Okay, well, it's waiting for All Star to come in. Oh!
Yep. They're not remotely going at the same speed.
I can't even formulate thoughts.
Yeah.
Oh, no, it hurts so much.
It's very not good.
And the fact that it's just an image of Shrek, but with Miku's hair.
And he's blue instead of green.
Oh. This might actually be the worst thing that we've played on this podcast.
I don't think that's true. It's like, you know the, like, Jesus Christ, I can't even talk.
I know, that's why it's bad.
The psychological thing where it's like you're kind of incapable of remembering pain. So you can remember something was painful, but when you experience the next painful thing, your brain is like, no, this is the most pain. I think that's happening to us, but with sound.
I still think this has to be in, like, the top 5 bad things that we've played.
Maybe top 5.
Because it's making my brain...
Ooh.
No. I'm... restraining myself from ripping out my earbuds. That's how bad it is.
I don't know. I think it's growing on me.
Oh, you can have it.
I'm going to play this every week from now on.
I will quit the podcast.
You will not.
I will.
Like, if I just focus on one of them, it's not so bad.
I was like, did the Lemon Poker just stop for a second?
Yes, it did.
Oh.
God.
Oh man.
So that was a mashup by Spartan Q.
Was not a mashup.
201 Dexter Brother.
That was somebody playing 2 songs at once.
Yeah,
that was
great.
Not a mashup.
Yeah, it was perfect.
Oh. All right. Well, now that I've lost about half my lifespan.
You're welcome.
I feel like there goes any sanity that I might have had.
Yeah, you got this.
Okay, so this was sent in by Annika or Annika, and then in parentheses, a very boring person, bad at superlatives.
Excellent.
That's understandable. Sometimes the superlatives just don't come naturally. This is Country Roads.
Oh, God.
But an AI attempts to continue the song.
Why?
By Brookaloo. And it's multiple versions. Like, it doesn't go through the whole song every time. It just kind of goes to the beginning. But there's, like, different AIs that try to finish it.
Okay.
And none of them do very well.
I mean, yeah, it's a good song. It'd be hard to match the original.
Exactly. Almost heaven, West Virginia. West Virginia.
No. No. What is this?
It's not Country Roads.
Is this like Country Roads in like an alternate universe? Does it say Angry Paul? What the fuck?
AI number two. Okay,
attempt two. Got it. It's gotta be better, right?
West Virginia.
Santa Go River. I hate those. Jesus Christ. Dungle isn't a word.
Alternate universe John Denver.
Jesus Christ. Alternate universe John Denver having a stroke.
Yeah.
Get me Homer. We're going to write the Odyssey.
Attempt three.
Almost heaven. West Virginia.
West Virginia.
West Virginia. No. Janitor Wilbur. This is like the fucking click hole, how well do you know Hotel California quiz. Blowing like a bee.
Blowing like a bee.
Both of these two have had a lot to say about bees.
Yeah.
No.
That's not even words anymore.
Cake. Yeah.
Attempt four.
Jesus Christ, I'm gonna lose my mind. I guess we don't have to worry about machines getting too smart.
No.
West for timber. No.
It doesn't even, it sounds like a completely different person.
Older than Steve.
No wife.
Jesus Christ. Mountain Ho! That's me. I am the Mountain Ho.
Bless Virginia.
Jesus Christ.
Experimental, number five.
Experimental? Almost heaven. Have these not been experimental?
Oh. Oh, dear.
What?
I'm just terrified. Blowing like a bridge.
Jesus Christ.
No, I hate it.
Content.
Hashtag content. West Virginia.
Awful.
And there it was.
Thank you. I hate it.
Experimental. Country roads, and that was sent in by Annika, a very boring person, bad at superlatives, but thank good you, at sending us bad content. Thank you.
I have a mini segment.
Ooh, give me the mini segment.
This is another one that challenges our audience members.
Yes.
Please write in if you think of something good. I came up with a punchline the other day. And I need someone to come up with a joke for my punchline.
Of course.
So I'm outsourcing it. This is the segment, is make up a joke for my punchline.
And
the punchline I came up with is Freudian slip and slide.
That's good. That is good.
I think there's something there.
There is. I feel like there is. There's definitely something there.
I just don't know what.
I will also be thinking hard over the next week, trying to come up with something
please,
for you.
Please send us if you can think of something good. It would be appreciated. End segment.
End segment. Good. Perfect.
Yeah.
Oh, do you have something to play?
Actually, you know what? I'm going to play this. No, I'm not.
Indecisions.
Indecision. This is a remix of the Combination Pizza Hut and Taco Bell song.
Thank God.
That's it. Like, the remix both makes it sound better and also worse.
I did have this stuck in my head the other day.
Same.
I'm at the Pizza Hut.
What?
I'm at the Taco Bell.
What?
I'm at the Combination Pizza Hut and Taco Bell.
I'm at the Pizza Hut.
What?
I'm at the Taco Bell.
Nah.
I'm at the Combination Pizza Hut.
What a fucking relatable sentiment.
It really is.
No, I've never seen one in real life.
I feel I've seen Taco Bell combined with other things, but not Pizza Hut. Fantastic.
There was like a KFC Pizza Hut combo, I think, for a while.
Mm.
In the place I grew up. From whence I came.
From whence I came. I like this remix.
Yeah, this remix kind of slaps. But also, like...
but in a cursed manner.
Like, yes. I was convinced someone would have done a mashup with this and Megalovania, but they did not.
Oh, wow. Yeah. It has...
I checked.
It has the energy that it would do that.
Yeah.
Another segment, make this thing for Gabe.
I have to save my segments for Spooky. I can't blow all my segments in one.
You don't have a limited amount of segments. You can do however many you want.
I think I have a limited number.
You're limiting yourself.
Yeah, I don't want this to just be the Gabe segment show.
The only limitations are the ones you place on yourself.
I want to share this mashup instead. It's a funky backing track.
It is funky.
I too have a funky backing track.
I wish I had a funky backing track for just, like, existing.
For $9.99, you too can have... Sorry, $9.99 a month. You too can have a funky backing track.
I was like, wow, $9.99 one-time purchase? Hell yeah.
Nope, every month.
I mean... that would just be the same thing as paying for Spotify and just have it on in the background the whole time.
Correct, but I'll curate it for you.
Oh, perfect.
I won't curate it well, but I will curate it.
What a mood. I wish I was at the Combination Pizza Hut and Taco Bell right now.
We are all truly together at the Combination Pizza Hut and Taco Bell.
The Combination Pizza Hut and Taco Bell ascends past all physical location.
It's true.
It's a state of being.
Look within yourself. You too are at the Combination Pizza Hut and Taco Bell.
It's a great place to be.
It's a place.
It's where I achieve inner peace.
Inner pizza.
Inner pizza. And also tacos. Amazing. Thank you.
You're welcome.
I have some things that I have sent you.
Uh-huh.
And they're very short, so I think I'm going to do both of them. So this first one was sent in by Duckling. Oh, I think they were both sent in by Duckling.
Okay.
So the first one is the Fantasy Costco theme song from Taz Balance. But
yes.
Griffin's Garfield the Deals Warlock version of it.
Okay.
Fantasy Costco, where are you? It's not true. Not a deal for you. All right. See you later.
I'm gonna die.
Ooh, still bullshit.
Christ.
Oh, it's fantastic.
It's something.
It's definitely something, because Griffin's Garfield voice is just...
nonsense.
It's Chef Kiss, but it's also nonsense. And this one is I just titled it The End of the World, because that's what it sounds like. So yes. let's just hit play on this one.
Jesus Christ. I'm gonna start screaming.
The title of this one is Carmel Dancing, but you're in a bunker and the sirens are going off.
Like, yeah, I can fuck it. I hate it here.
I love it here.
Like, why is this what's playing as the world ends?
When the world ends, this is what's gonna be happening.
I fucking hope so.
At least it will be this kind of party in my bunker.
Ah, yes, in your
bunker. In my bunker. You're all invited. We're gonna listen to Carmel Dancing. And then we're all probably gonna die.
Like, yeah. That's the problem with the end of the world.
And then everybody dies.
Jesus Christ.
Oh.
Thank you, Duckling.
Thank you, Duckling. Those are both very, very good.
Can I interject something?
Go ahead.
In between those two songs, I got a push notification on my phone.
Uh-huh.
And I checked to make sure it wasn't anything serious because my dog's at the vet right now.
Okay.
And instead, it was Audible being like, would you like this guided meditation? And I was like, not really. And it was like, it's guided by P. Diddy.
Did that change
and
your answer?
And now I kind of do.
You should get it.
I fucking might.
I think you should, and then I think you should tell us about it.
Okay, look for that coming soon to a podcast near you. Me having a fucking breakdown via guided medication meditation by P. Diddy.
P. Diddy tells Jesus you how Christ. To take your medication.
That would be good. I need someone.
That would be good.
Okay.
Oh.
Is it my turn?
It is.
All right, then. Ladies, gentlemen, and those that lieth betwixt, it is time for another minisode of... Spooky! Welcome back to Spooky, your favorite podcast segment by me.
It is.
Gabe.
It is my favorite.
Excellent. this week's theme is bad Clive Barker movie adaptations.
Good.
For those of you who don't know me personally, Clive Barker is one of my favorite horror writers. I'm one of those bitches.
Yeah, you are.
And a lot of good things have come from his writing, like the Hellraiser movies, mm-hmm. which are good.
Mm-hmm.
And Candyman is based on one of his stories. It's not, I don't love Candyman has issues, but like,
yeah,
it's still kind of good. And he's written a lot of cool horror stuff, and then a lot of the adaptations are just not. They're just not.
They just aren't.
They just aren't. And some of them, like, he has written and directed, and it's like, this is your fault, Clive. but he also did that with Hellraiser, and Hellraiser slaps.
Yeah.
But there were two adaptations, and apparently there's going to be a third one coming out this year that I didn't know about until I was searching Ooh. These to like,
hell yeah.
So I'm excited about that. He did a series of short stories called The Book of Blood, which is good. And there have been two, almost now three adaptations of bits of it, and the two that exist are bad. The first one is 2008 movie The Midnight Meat Train. Starring fucking, oh god, I just forgot his name. He's very generic looking.
That could be many people.
Yeah, he's white. He's generic.
That could be
Bradley
many
Cooper.
People. Okay.
They turned what's essentially like a 50-page story into a 2-hour movie.
Mm-hmm.
But they didn't like add anything. They subtracted some stuff.
Ooh.
It's unnecessarily gory, I would say.
I mean, the name is Midnight good. Meat Train. It's gonna be gory.
I mean, the important part, I think, in the actual like fiction of it is the meat part, not the gore, because this is based on a short story.
Okay.
But there's just like, there's a lot of gore. There's not a lot of explanation of stuff. There's more, there's like a big twist reveal at the end. And in the story, I'm pretty sure it gives you like the why this is happening. And in the movie, it was just kind of like, this is what's happening. Okay, goodbye.
Here it is. Goodbye.
And it's just like, okay, great.
Fantastic.
I rewatched these movies with a group of friends because I, in a safe way, because mm-hmm. I didn't want to be talking about my ass and I haven't seen them in a while. And they placed bets about which of the characters would die in what order. And they were right about half of them. So, wow. You know. There you go. It's bad. Bradley Cooper's acting is bad. The lighting is bad. It takes place both in the 1980s and no one has like phones and the cameras are old and stuff. And also after 9/11, because there are like security threat levels in New York. Wait, and it's in New York, but the trains look like Chicago.
In the 90s, but it's after 9/11?
No. It takes place in the 80s.
In the 80s and it's still after 9/11?
I mean, they don't explicitly say that, but they said something as like a alert, like orange or something. So the cop can like search his bag or whatever. And it's like, that's a post 9/11 thing. Thank you.
That doesn't make any sense.
Yeah. Shocking. And the soundtrack is not good, particularly. The lighting is bad. The director doesn't seem to understand how the art world works.
Yeah.
It's bad. So there's that, and then the second movie is from 2009, mm-hmm. and it's just called Book of Blood, and you would assume that it would be, like, a lot of the short stories or something, because it's named after the collection, and I think it's, like, one or maybe two of them kind of smushed.
Yeah.
It's been a while since I read it. It's not good. I feel like Midnight Meat Train at least had some, like, forward momentum.
Yeah.
And this one was just like a lot of het bullshit.
Ugh, the worst and, like, kind of bullshit.
Yeah. Yeah. And it was like, oh, is this teacher going to fuck her student? Yeah, she is. And then she does. but they drag it out for a really long time. And at the very end of the movie, you're like, oh, right. There was a framing device at the beginning. I fucking forgot.
I forgot about that.
There are like four moments that are genuinely spooky, and the rest of the time you're like, I don't know. It's pretty slow. None of the characters are likable. Except for like the tech guy whose name is Reg. He's fine.
Reg.
There are a couple of moments of unnecessary gore, but I appreciated them because they at least like broke up the fucking monotony. And when it all comes together, you can look at your friends and plot out how it would have been an interesting movie. That's what we did.
That's the best thing to do after a bad movie.
1 out of 5 spookies.
Oh, it's sad. Was it similar to the stories in any way?
I'm pretty sure I haven't read them in a long time, but I'm pretty sure there's like one framing story that it's taking from.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, that book is, like, wild. Like, in the book, there's a short story where, like a guy does, like, psychological fear experiments on, like, a random woman he meets somewhere. And there's a story where it's, like, I think it's, like, an Eastern European village, and they all climb together and make, like a giant human out of themselves and attack, like, a neighboring village. Oh, like, it's fucking wild.
That's the so stories cool. in that,
they're wild and, like, ridiculous and scary. And this took, like, the most mundane, boring ghost hunter bullshit. And was like, this is what our movie shall be.
Make a movie about the giant person tower.
So there's a some movie with the same title coming out this year, and hopefully it's better.
I hope it is.
Anyways, these are bad movies you can watch with your friends.
Fantastic. I haven't seen either of them, so maybe I should.
Spooky end.
End spooky segment.
Yeah.
Thank you for
you
that
are
spooky
Malcolm.
Segment. I have something to read. I'm actually going to send you the link because there's a middle part that I want you to read.
Okay.
So you can just do the middle line.
I hate you so much. Yeah.
So this was sent in by Sammy, the old fortune cookie sitting in one of your kitchen drawers. So
thanks, Sammy.
This is a Tumblr post that was originally made by, oh god, Saturday Night Big Cock Salary Man. So,
yep.
So it goes, I got this new anime plot. Basically, there's this high school girl, except she's got huge boobs. I mean, some serious honkers. A real set of badonkers. Packing some debon honkeros. I can't even read these words. Massive dehunkabonkaloos. Big old ton hunger cougars.
What happens next?
Transfer student shows up one day with even bigger bahunkahoogs. Humongous hungalamakalongas.
Can't believe you didn't even practice.
Oh, I should have practiced these words, but I took one look at them and I was like, I can't.
Well, thank you, Sammy, the stale cookie, for that.
Yes, thank you, Sammy, the old fortune cookie sitting in one of your kitchen drawers. I would have eaten it. I love fortune cookies.
Stale cookie.
I think they taste good.
This was sent in...
my opinion.
Yeah, that's your onion. This was sent in by Commander Bones, first officer of the USS Voyager and executive barista to Captain Janeway. And, way to pick Janeway. 10
exactly,
out of 10.
Exactly.
You are my favorite Bones.
Fantastic.
This is Tchaikovsky. And Macklemore by Tom Helps.
Oh.
Here's the part where I secretly admit that I liked Macklemore for a while. Secretly, publicly. Admit that
I love this conductor,
more.
Though. He's like getting it. This is fantastic.
Like it flaps.
Oh, timpani.
Why are you more excited about the timpani than Beyonce?
Because I saw the timpani before Beyonce got there. Why is
Beyonce
here?
No, her face was on there at the same time. I'm jamming.
Me too. But I'm also like, what's happening?
Like a bad mashup. What do you mean?
It's a fantastic mashup. Oh, more timpani.
Is the single of timpani timpano?
I don't know. I should know this because I was in percussion. Hold on.
Yes, a singular is timpano.
Wow, we just called them...
Kesha!
Oh! I just searched singular timpano, and it's giving me, it's a food.
No, you have to search singular timpani.
Ah.
And then it'll tell you what the... Okay, boomer. Teaching her how to Google shit. Anyways, thank you for sending that in, Commander Bones, first officer of the USS Voyager and executive barista to Captain Janeway. You are the realist.
You are, and that was a fantastic mashup. Thank you.
And I do still kind of like Macklemore.
You are allowed to like Macklemore. I will not.
He's
stop
fine. Me. He does a lot of interesting songs about addiction. Like, I think.
I like the, what's the, I mean, the only Macklemore songs I've heard are the ones that were on the radio because I didn't seek out Macklemore music to listen to. But
he also did
a
bunch of fun comedy rap, which I like.
Oh, I do like comedy rap. But I liked his one about the downtown one, just because I think that one slaps.
I don't know that one off the top of my head.
It's about a scooter, like he rents a scooter or something.
Oh, yeah.
That one's really good.
It's good. It's fine.
Oh, how are we doing on time, my good friend?
We have time for one or two short things, if you got something short-ish.
I think that I do. So this was sent in...
by D's Nuts.
No, by Molly the Dice Goblin.
I'm so sorry, Molly, you didn't deserve that.
And it's Into the Unknown... Featuring Michael Scott.
No!
And it's the full song. We don't have to do the full song because it's...
Jesus Christ.
You can kind of understand what it is.
Like, yeah, I can.
The fact that...
No!
I'm hurting. Pay
This is very bad, actually.
It is. Oh.
I can hear you. But I won't. Some look for trouble.
I still have not seen this movie.
I also haven't. I find that the animation styles for these movies a little disconcerting.
It is a little bit strange to look at. God.
God.
Oh, it's so much.
It's a lot.
Unfortunately, we do hear it.
Like, yeah, unfortunately.
God, it's coming.
I'm not ready.
There it is.
Jesus Christ. No! Fuck. God. This is a crime.
It is a crime. All right. Well, we've gotten to the chorus once, so we don't need to do the whole thing, because we'll just do that again.
Yeah, I know. Okay, I'm going to play something super short as a palate cleanser.
Because we need it.
Yeah. This is a young Todd Howard. Everybody's favorite game developer to be mean to. So here's him todding
around. I was a kid. I was writing games when I was, 12, whatever. And
whatever.
The other kids in the block would say, I'm going to play quarterback for the Cowboys. And I'd be like, I'm going to make video games and everyone's going to play them. Like, you dork. Go back to the chess club. Who's laughing now? Yes, I was in the chess club.
Yes, I was in the chess club.
God,
the who's laughing now?
Everyone at you all of the time.
Literally everyone does nothing but laugh at you, Todd Howard.
Do you remember the countdown to when people could edit mean things onto his fucking Wikipedia page again? Because I do. And then we ruined it for ourselves
the very
again.
Second.
Instantly, like within 10 minutes.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
Oh, man.
Okay, well, thank you for coming to this very special presentation of your favorite farm fresh, organically grown podcast, Bad.
We are organic.
That we technically are carbon based, so yes, we are.
We are.
At the moment. Sorry, we're carbon based. At the moment.
Yes.
Soon if you'd like to send us. Soon we will be robots.
Yes.
Anna's going to be a vampire, I guess.
Yes. Will I still be carbon based, though? I'll just be like immortal? That's a question for another time.
Technically. Scientists, write in.
Scientists, please.
If you have bad things, audios, text posts, whatever, that you would like to hear on the show, you may send them to us. We have an email address, and our email address is badcursedconceptspodcast@gmail.edu.
Yep, we are absolutely a university establishment. We are an
university of bad.
Yes, you're all getting your degrees slowly but surely
in badology.
In badology, and it's gonna be great. You can get any job with a degree in badology. It works for anything.
It's true.
And if the email is too long to remember, or you typed in .edu and it didn't work, which, why would that happen? We do have a Twitter, which is @badcursed, and the email is linked in the pinned tweet. And you can tweet us, just say hello, you can do a reaction to the episode, you can send us cursed things on Twitter. There's a lot of cursed things on Twitter. We will retweet it. Just come say hi. We're nice.
Anna's nice. I bite.
Oh, yes. Okay. Come talk to one half of us, because Gabe will not be nice to you.
Ang. Yeah, if you want to rate and review us on your podcast listener of choice, you may do so.
You may.
and we would appreciate it, in fact.
This is the best podcast you've ever... Hypnotizing voice. This is the best podcast you've ever listened to.
Send us to your friends. Send us to your enemies. Send us to Mars.
Please send us to Mars. We would love to go there and corrupt the Martian atmosphere with bad sounds.
Yeah.
Oh, we have news. We literally forgot to talk about the news.
We did.
We haven't announced this anywhere. We have joined a network.
We have.
We are part of the Common Unity Media Network, which so far consists of three podcasts. It's us, it's my other podcast, Glass Letters, and then a D&D podcast called Roll for Chaos.
Yeah.
And they're all very good. We're going to be getting some more shows soon.
Sorry. A quick correction. They're all very good except for bad.
Yes. Two podcasts are good. One of them is bad, and that one's
one of them is
ours.
This one. But yeah, we're super excited about it.
We are.
There will be more news forthcoming, I believe.
Yes, there will be things happening soon. If you want to go to the website and check it out right now, it's just commonunity.media. There's some stuff on there. There's some, you know, pictures and bios of all the people working on this project. And then there's some links for things to come soon. There's going to be a Patreon. There's going to be a Teespring where you can get merch of our show and the other shows. It's going to be great. It's going to be a good time. So that's our exciting news for the week.
Yeah.
And now that we've gotten all that out of the way, it's time to be blessed. And it's time to listen to some Steel Pan music.
Okay.
It's time to listen to a Steel Pan cover of Despacito by Keyshawn Julian Music.
Nice. I'm ready.
Here it is.
Thank you. This show is brought to you by Common Unity Media. Fun people, fun podcasts, fan funded. Find more great shows at our website, commonunity.media. Thank you so much for listening.